Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The James Monroe High School Theater Department here this morning, and we begin again something, Mark Wright, that you and I started a few years ago.
Absolutely. We're really excited to be back.
Of where we highlight your spring...
Our productions, our spring musical.
Spring musical, absolutely. Something Rotten is this week.
Yes.
You and I have done this a long time. You and I had a show planned in 2020, literally days before the governor shut down schools.
Absolutely. We were about to do a fantastic production of Les Mis. And then on March 12th, 2020, everything shut down. And unfortunately, we couldn't come to the radio station to advertise what was going to be a fantastic show. But I'm really glad to be back. And actually, I was really excited about today because this is the great return of our advertising on the radio. Bringing kids back into a tiny room like we couldn't do before, you know. But for years, I think it was what a great way to reach out to the community.
It is.
I do like to think of our theater at James Monroe as a member of the community theaters in Fredericksburg. You know, there's Fred Theater, Stage Door, and us. You know, and so I really want everyone in the community to always know that they can come to James Monroe for some great theater.
And again, it is Thursday through Saturday, and in a second we'll talk about how to get tickets and what you need to know to get going. Seven members of the this production are here. I know there's more, but we've got seven of them in this tiny room
now. Yes, we do. Absolutely. There's about 46 people working on the production, and that's between cast and crew. I'm hesitant to say it's a well-oiled machine, but everyone's really committed. It's a machine after all. You know, as with any production, it's always an adventure. You know, but things are going really great, and I know I can speak for Mrs. Ribble and I when we say this experience has been pretty phenomenal. You know, I think everyone's really excited to be back and doing some theater, and the energy of this cast and crew truly is unique, second to none.
Oh, the energy in this room with this group is great. Before we meet everybody, Heidi Ribble's the music director. Heidi, what's it like for you to get to be doing this again?
Oh, it's great. We started in January of this year, so we took the whole month of January, and all we did was learn the music. So we got the kids familiar with every piece in the song, in the show, and then when they went to put all the scenes with it, it made a little bit more sense because they knew all of the music. But it's a long process. Yes.
Yeah, especially. And at least you didn't have snow days to deal with this year.
No,
thank God. You know, I mean, we
always build them in.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, snowpocalypse, et cetera. You know, thankfully that was during the pandemic. The year we did Shrek, actually.
I remember that.
We lost like 15 rehearsals, you know, because of this.
And the year we did Guys and Dolls, we ended up just doing a reader's theater. Yeah. We didn't stage it at all because we missed
really?
So much.
Yes. Yeah. We literally had to take Guys and Dolls, a great show for dance, and turn it into, you know, chairs and stands on stage in a semicircle. And it was reader's theater. Now, the scenes we had blocked, the kids stepped forward and did those, you know, but it was like, welcome to this calm production.
you're going to get a full-scale production with this show.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's awesome. Visually arresting, and the kids are fantastic.
We're going to get into what the show is about. Again, it is Something Rotten, but I want to meet everybody.
Yes.
So everybody, we'll go down. We'll go right to left as I stand here. So we'll start over here and just step up to the mic and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I play Nostradamus. I'm really excited for this play. It's a lot of fun. It's really funny. A lot of hidden jokes in it. And I think everyone will like it, no matter the age group. It's just all over the place, and it's so fun to see everything going on.
Step up.
Hello. Good job. I'm Keenan Berry. I play Nigel Bottom in Something Rotten. This is my first musical, though I've acted before, and I'm really excited for how it's turning out and all the songs, the choreography. it's really something that's I'm looking forward to.
Great. It's your turn.
Hi, I'm Heidi Martinez, and I play Portia in Something Rotten. It's my first musical as well. I've never been in one, so I'm like very, very nervous.
Oh, this is going to get you ready for this. This morning will get you ready for, exactly, for Thursday.
Exactly. Hi, I'm Kelly McAleese. I play Bee. This is my second musical technically, but not in like a long time, and it's been so fun, like putting everything together, and like this cast is amazing. We've just had the best time.
And it's Callie's birthday today.
And it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Callie.
Well, we'll take care of that, momentarily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, I'm Tanner Ribble. I play Nick Bottom in Something Rotten. I've also never been in a musical before or done any sort of theater. And it's been a great adventure.
However, you've been a performer.
I've been a performer for about 9 years.
Oh, okay.
As a
dancer.
So,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And I am Aiden Hilton, and I will be playing William Shakespeare in the musical. This is my first musical and time acting, but I am delighted to be able to honor the character.
Just your diction alone, yeah, and the way you carry yourself. Oh. You are a perfect William Shakespeare.
He definitely is.
He's been in character since January.
He has, in all his classes.
That would be annoying.
Yeah. At least I don't do the accent.
And in English, you're doing Shakespeare right now.
I'm Lily Horan. I'm the stage manager for this musical. I've been a part of the theater department since I was a freshman, and this is not my first time stage managing, but it is my first time stage managing a musical at JM, so I'm pretty excited for that.
How do you herd all of these people and do what you have to do?
I don't.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. They listen to me most of the time, so.
Most of
them. Don't lie. You love us. You love us, Lily.
The seniors don't listen to me most of the rest.
Me and Heidi, we love Lily.
Yeah. Callie listens to me. Marissa listens to me. Aiden and Tanner are different.
I can see that. I can see that. We need to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to hear some music. We're going to hear from these fabulous people. Again, it is Something Rotten Thursday through Saturday at James Monroe High School, the JM High School Theater Department, putting this on. Mark, for tickets?
Yeah. For tickets, for the first time ever, we will also have tickets available online. Mainly, tickets are available at the door.
Okay.
In the JM Auditorium, there's not a bad seat in the house.
There's
and
not.
So just show up, buy a ticket. Cash and check, and you can hit the QR code if you'd like to use a card.
Mark Wright and Heidi Ribble are the adults here. We have members of the James Monroe High School Theater Department here. Something Rotten Thursday through Saturday at JM. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
The James Monroe High School Theater Department in studio this morning. We have a full house. Mark Wright and Heidi Ribble are here from JM, along with seven members of this production, Something Rotten, Thursday through Saturday at JM. Let's...
Yes.
A little bit about what the story is, and then describe. We're going to hear some songs.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this is a wild show. This show opened on Broadway in 2015, ran for 708 performances. It was nominated for 10 Tonys.
Oh, wow.
When it ran, and actually did win. The actor, Christian Borle, who played Shakespeare, actually won Best Supporting Actor that year.
Did Shakespeare want to make any comments?
Yeah, exactly. So the show is set in 1595, Elizabethan England, at the height of Shakespeare's fame. He is literally a rock star. I mean that. It's an element in the show. And poor Nick Bottom, who's a kind of a mediocre playwright, is trying to compete with him and struggling. And so he decides to cheat a little bit and... ask a soothsayer to look into the future and steal Shakespeare's next biggest hit. And the
stealing.
Next thing that happens is this wild, anachronistic ride into Broadway. And so Shakespeare scholars and Broadway nerds alike will be, you know, elbowing the person next to him going, I know, I recognize that little reference, you know. And
yeah.
So it is pretty hilarious and for something set in Elizabethan England, it's very modern too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, but a lot of song and dance, hilarious scenes, lots of dancing.
So much dancing. Taught a lot of high school kids how to tap dance.
Exactly.
Really? How difficult was that?
Very, very difficult. Yeah. But it is honestly, this is our first show that has this much tap in it, and so. Spectacle. It's pretty awesome. And Tanner himself is an experienced tapper and can really bring it. And there's a wonderful moment in the show when Nick and Shakespeare have a, if you will, a duel.
Fight scene.
Yeah, a fight scene with tap.
Okay. A fight scene with Tap.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
It was definitely interesting with Tanner being obviously the Tap expert himself, trying to teach me, who has no coordination with my feet.
But a lot of energy.
But enough energy, so...
to carry it right on through.
Exactly,
yeah. But you did learn it.
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of. Okay.
The passion is there.
If you find bad tap funny, you'll find that same. Okay.
I can see that.
That's great. So, we want to roll into the scene?
Yeah, set up what we're going to do here.
Absolutely. So, here we are at the beginning of the show. When we meet Nick and his little struggling troupe, I do want to say that... since I said the Shakespeare scholars in the world will be constantly going, wait, I recognize. And Nick Bottom, if we remember from A Midsummer Night's Dream, is the man who gets the donkey head on his on himself during the show. This is that Nick Bottom. And Peter Quince and Francis Flute, etc., are his acting troupe. But here we hear them with some modern language. Nick is expressing here in this scene why he hates Shakespeare, and his troupe is struggling to understand that. And we're going to lead into this song called God, I Hate Shakespeare. Their patron, Lord Clapham, has challenged Nick to write something better than the bard. In fact, that is his exiting line, where he turns to Nick and says, write something original, like the bard.
The bard? Why is he the bard? Like, I'm a bard, you're a bard, he's just one of the bards.
He's the bard because he does it all. Histories, tragedies, comedies.
Comedies. Name one thing of his that's funny. Give me a line, anything.
On my word, we'll not carry coals, for then we should be coaliers.
That's not funny. God, I hate Shakespeare. That's right, I said it.
No.
But I hate Shakespeare.
Why?
I just don't get it. How a mediocre actor from a measly little town is suddenly the brightest jewel in England's royal crown. God, I hate Shakespeare. His plays are wordy, but oh no, the great Shakespeare. That little turd, he has no sense about the audience. He makes them feel so dumb. The master doesn't care that my poor tail is getting numb.
How can you say that? How can you say that?
It's easy, I can say it, cause it's absolutely true.
Don't be a... The man is a genius.
His genius is he's fooling all of you.
But he's brilliant, what majesty flows from his pen. His poetry soars like a sweet violin. God's own inspiration, like lightning doth strike him. He captures my soul.
Oh, geez, you sound just like him.
Really? Thanks.
You should hate Shakespeare.
Well, I don't. I try to emulate Shakespeare.
Well, there's your problem. You're so blinded by the bard, who's such a pompous little man.
Why is it a problem to admit that I'm a fan?
'Cause he's a hack with a knack for stealing anything he can.
How can you say that? How can you say that the man really knows how to write a kick and play? You wish you could pen one. We wish we were in one.
I just wish that he would go away.
Well, that's not gonna happen because everyone I know says he's the greatest writer England's ever known.
And that's another thing I hate about Shakespeare, is all the twits who bloviate about Shakespeare, and how they prattle on about his great accomplishments, well la-di-da-di-da, and once they start their gushing, there's no stopping them, and then it's blah 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 Shakespeare, and he walks in his dum-ta-dum-ta-da, Shakespeare!
Shakespeare. They're holding court and they say, Will, you're such a genius and your writing is divine. A rose by any other name is such a clever line. Or woo, and he's all stop. And they're all yay, and I'm all ugh. And I'm really getting sick of it. And oh, I hate Shakespeare.
I think by now we sort of know you hate Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, the way he feigns humility when all he does is gloat. The way he wears that silly frilly collar around his throat. The poster child for why no one should ever procreate. Let me make a shorter list and I will give it to you straight. Every little thing about Shakespeare is what I
hates.
Hate.
He hates. He clearly, surely, really, truly hates Shakespeare.
Don't hate.
All right, good job.
Wow.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that phenomenal?
That is phenomenal. The timing on that you all had to do. How, Heidi, as music director.
How'd
you do that? Congratulations.
Thank you. The kids have worked really hard. Again, we've been working on it since January, and speaking through rhythms before we add all of the notes to make sure that all the timing is together. And I know I mentioned to you earlier, it's absolutely different when you're working with leads and then one of them is your own child. There's a lot of repetition that happens.
Yes.
But they all feel like my children by the end of it. Just lots of repetition over and over, so that I use the term a lot, that they can live with the music. And they're doing it now where they're not thinking about it as much. It's just happening. But it has to get to that point.
But at 8:23 in the morning, the timing on that thought was just phenomenal, you all knew, and you got to stay with it.
As Heidi said, you know, we started in January.
Yeah.
You know, and with, I don't want to say the music is complicated, but there is a lot of it.
It's a lot of it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is one of the shows where there are short scenes in between big musical numbers. It's not necessarily big, long scenes, and then here's a song. The music truly carries you through the whole entire show.
And in the particular song we just heard, to go on a track, the track is unforgiving. Right. It's there. It's not like if you've got an orchestra, they can kind of see.
Slow down, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that was motivating to the kids, too. Actually, it was we got to keep up.
I think one of the cast members, Marissa, has... one of her songs is probably the most difficult with the
timing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, her piece of music that she does in the middle of the show, and we don't want to give that one away because that's got a lot of Easter eggs in it for the audience. But that piece that she does is 8 minutes long. So to stick with the track and the whole ensemble.
And dancing. And tap dancing.
Yes.
But it's fun. I love that song.
I guess you've been living with that then since January.
I'm randomly singing it throughout the day. Yeah.
And since we started in January, the kids really got to dig in and live with the music, so that when we kind of did a handoff in February when they came over to the stage with me and we started blocking, we were able to really hit the ground running because they already knew the music. You know, and so we could dig into the scenes and block
and
really fast.
And sort of attach them together.
Exactly. Put the train cars together, if you
will. Yeah, even people who aren't in songs, they'll be backstage just singing along the whole time.
I've heard that message where people are backstage, like McKenna.
I love it.
Saying, I'm singing as loud as I can.
Surprised you can't hear us.
Yeah.
Mark, over the years when we've done these shows and we have talked about it, I mean, you like to challenge.
I do. I really do.
People.
I really like shows that have a lot of meat on their bones. And I like bringing that to the community. And that's the kind of theater that I find rewarding. And I know the kids really do. No, nothing bad. No shade to, you know, your other musicals in the world. But and I can't even say that because in this show we reference a lot of these major musicals.
This show is a hidden gem.
It really is.
In the Broadway world.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
happened, you know, just a few years before the pandemic. So it didn't really take on the traction that I think that it could have.
Absolutely.
I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised. Of course, you hear, oh, it's a show about the Bottom Brothers and Shakespeare. But even these kids, when they first heard it, they were like, what is this?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, it's probably one of my favorites.
It is also one of my favorites as well. And it did definitely get interrupted by the pandemic. It ran on Broadway 2015 to 2017, and then it toured for 2 years.
And then
the pandemic hit. And we got the chance to see it in New York on Broadway, and
some of us did.
Yeah. I felt like I had done 1,000 sit-ups after the show because I had laughed so hard at this show, and I just knew, oh my gosh, I really want to bring this show. And I think something that's really special, I think, and I could be wrong, that this is the first performance of this show in Fredericksburg. I don't think this show's been on
stage. It is, because it just opened up to get the rights.
Yep.
It's actually only been done available for like the last, I want to say, year, maybe 12 months at the longest.
Absolutely.
And it started at the collegiate level.
Yeah.
And now it's opened up to community theaters and high school productions.
So we're breaking new ground by bringing
some may call us trailblazers.
Exactly.
You guys seem to have really liking it and are really into it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been so much fun.
I think that was the greatest help, honestly, that, like, we're really close with the cast, or, like, at least, like, the leads here.
Yeah, you have, almost have to be. When
we were friends before.
And, okay.
Like, it just kind of, like, tightened it.
A lot of the cast were, like, part of the James Monroe Choir, so, like, mm-hmm. a lot of it's, like, already the community's been built.
Yeah. And I will say, too, what I think is very positive is it. You're counting here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five of the seven here are seniors, and they haven't had a high school experience where they've gotten the opportunity to do a lot of theater. So I think that has, you know, their eyes have been opened this year because of COVID.
They never thought of that.
Right.
So finally, their senior year, they're getting the opportunity to be a part of something that develops community within the high school because they haven't had that opportunity.
Absolutely. And I like earlier on when you guys were introducing yourself, I was like, oh, this is my first play. Well, it's because it's been the only option, you know, and, you know, literally right. We weren't able to offer it for a long time.
Yeah.
But I do want to say to our future audience, you won't know that it's the first play
time.
For some of these kids because I've been really blown away by the rehearsals mm-hmm. alone. And so I have high hopes.
Being willing to try anything.
Absolutely.
Anything we throw at him. Hey, do you think you could try this time? Sure.
Absolutely.
Now this time, do this.
Okay. You know.
I also think that it helps that since all of us are still high schoolers, it might be the funniest musical that you could possibly find.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So all of us really got into learning the script. And it was
absolutely.
Just,
and that was intentional, honestly, to bring a play back after the pandemic.
Yeah.
I wanted our audience to just laugh.
That's absolutely. Good time. Yeah. Serious.
Yeah. You will be blown away by the random characters in this show.
Like, I have to try so hard not to laugh at some of the things Shakespeare Aiden says while I'm on stage.
We might have to turn our mic off, because everything I do, I just hear cackling from the side of the stage.
Not me.
It is Something Rotten, Thursday through Saturday at James Monroe High School. You can get tickets at the door. You can get them online. Mark Wright, Heidi Ripple here, along with the cast, or much of the cast, of Something Rotten. Quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to hear some more songs, more talk about this great play this weekend at James Monroe High School. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk.
The James Monroe High School Theater Department in this morning. Something Rotten this weekend, Thursday through Saturday at JM. You can just walk up or get tickets. Go to the JM website, Mark Wright?
So the website is called Ticket Spigot.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And it's actually the same site that all of our athletics sell their tickets through.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just already kind of got that big structure.
Yep.
But yeah, ticketspigot.com. Anyone can go to it. And obviously, you might need to look for Something Rotten. You know, please, obviously, support our sports. But there is a girls lacrosse game, I think, on Friday. And I was looking at it yesterday, and it's like, Thursday, Something Rotten. And if you're just not paying attention, you'd be like, girls right. lacrosse. And then Friday, Something Rotten, you know?
Yeah.
So make sure you're buying a ticket for the night you want. It is a very user-friendly website. And so anyone wanting to buy ahead of time, they can. They would just need to show their phone at the box office to show a confirmation code.
Before we lose track of things here, we have a birthday. We have a birthday girl here. Yeah. So we do need to sing happy birthday.
I think we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Callie. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. There you go.
Always have choir kids sing happy birthday to you because they sound great.
You guys did sound fabulous. That was great.
All of Fredericksburg heard your birthday.
Yay!
I'm the only one not in choir and I sang the whole thing and it sounded great.
For the love of your cast members and stage managers will do anything.
We've got a couple more songs,
Mark, that you wanted
to have this group do. And after they did the first one,
yes,
we want more.
So, well, we met Nick Bottom and his troupe, and now we need to meet Nick's wife. Her name is B, like short for Beatrice, not just the letter B. So she and Nick are scraping by with Nick's paltry income in the show. And B is this wonderful, powerful female character, and she's saying, you know what? Why don't you let me help? I can. You know, I think something the audience needs to keep in mind is the context of the time period. You're going to hear some references to social structure from 1595 that this show kind of does a little send up of. So here we are in Nick and Bee's house when they've been discussing how should we try to spend our little bit of money or should we save it. They've got this money box that they sort of argue over a little bit. And here we go. So we're going to jump right into the middle of the scene with Bee expressing to her husband, you know what? I can do more.
Now, I know it's been a while since we've put any money in there, and that's why I was thinking I should get a job.
What? No, if you get a job, that will just make me feel like a failure. None of the other writers' wives have jobs.
Well, they should. This is the 90s. We've got a woman on the throne, and by the year 1600, women will be completely equal to men. Oh, I just saw the perfect job for me. I could be in your play.
You can't act. No, Bee, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Gotcha. See, I can act.
You know it's illegal to put women on stage.
And anyway, our play's been canceled.
What?
Not canceled, Nige. That's such a negative way to put it. I mean, yes, we're no longer doing Richard II, but only because we've come up with a better idea.
Oh. What is it?
Can't say. Don't want to jinx it.
So there is no idea.
Well, we've had the idea
that we need an idea.
Then let me help you. I'll go out and earn some money, and that'll take the pressure off you guys.
Bee, listen.
No, you listen, because I just want to make things better, and I need to know that you understand. If you ever got in trouble, I would be there on the double just to bail you out. If there's anything you lack, you know I've always got your back. That's what it's all about. Pressure's coming, baby, let me be your right-hand man.
But you're not a man. I'm the man.
He's not hearing me. If you're ever in a pickle, you can call for me and quickle be how fast I run.
But I'm not in a pickle.
You and me should be a team for any dream or any scheme. That's how it should be done. Sure, I can stay in the background, just smiling every now and again. But just to be a pretty lady, that would be a pity. Maybe let me be your right-hand man.
You should probably listen to her. She's usually right.
Go eat your cabbage.
I am stronger than you think. Don't be thinking I ain't tough. I am where you ought to go when the going's getting rough. So when things are going badly.
But they're not.
They kinda are.
No, things are fine.
But if they were.
But it's okay.
Love?
What? What?
Quit trying to protect me.
Can we change the subject, please?
Not until I know that if you're ever in a fix and it's a fix you need to fix, that I'm your go-to guy.
You're not a guy.
Be so literal. And don't forget I'm not a shrinking violet, a solid rock. Am I? So don't be thinking I'll crumble when the you know what is. because I love you. Let me be your ride. In fact, I'll show you that I'm right.
What are you doing now?
I'm gonna get you boys some meat. Baby, I'm your right, don't put up a fight. I can be your right, starting here tonight. Let me be your right hand man. Let me be your right hand man.
What just happened?
Good job.
And, oh my god.
It's worth saying that at that moment, B takes a weapon and goes outside.
It's an axe.
There's a big door slam right there where she leaves to go get Nick and Nigel some meat.
I don't know if we are.
So, thank you very much for that.
What a great, what a catchy song.
Absolutely.
What a great voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, one thing is, this show is full of, I would say, toe-tapping, I don't want to say frustratingly toe-tapping numbers, but they really get into you.
Yeah, like, oh, this just got going. I thought, this is really good.
Along. Yeah.
This is really, really good.
And I really,
really
hope everyone will think that. You know? But no, I did too. No, and yeah, I'm not teasing. It's like, yeah. No, it really is a great show. Just like Heidi said, it really is kind of that hidden gem, I think. And probably I would predict we're going to see a lot more of it around now that the amateur rights are available.
You've got some real talent at JM.
Yes. Yeah, it's a really talented cast. And that's part of when we go to pick what musicals we're going to do each year, we never know, like, what parts people are going to be in until
pre-cast.
The auditions.
Mm-hmm.
But we do look over, like, we take stock of what we have.
Right.
I know who's in my choir, mm-hmm. and he knows who's in his drama mm-hmm. classes. And, you know, whether it's, okay, do we think that we're going to have a high turnout for auditions? Because we have to pick this musical before we ever have auditions. Yeah. We don't
I was
know
wondering
and,
how that went.
Well, and it's absolutely true that, like, the auditions really do... I make sure that the audition
yeah.
is how the kid gets the part. We do not precast at
yeah.
all. Because there's people that come out of the,
woodworks is
and
what
stuff.
We call them.
And, you know, I want everyone in the school to feel like they can be in a play too. And all of our plays are available to the entire student body. And so, but we do have to kind of think, well, what horses?
You yeah, know, do I have a lot have, of men yeah. in choir this mm-hmm. year? Do I have a lot of sopranos that can sing high parts?
Mm-hmm.
Or we have to kind of take stock of what we have and then... It's
right.
like a big matrix
right,
to
right.
put people.
Oh yeah,
and we've looked at shows that we do were a little bit challenging, like when we tried to do Catch Me If You Can, which is
we did have to amazing. Switch.
We had to swap it because
yeah.
it's you know these the students are new. Are I mean I love that our students are so willing to train and train and train, but there was so much of that music that was like these high tenor parts for men,
and we just didn't have it. So we had to
yeah,
switch gears.
Yeah. Students just they're not ready. You
yeah.
know physically they don't have the training. The years. Of training that mm-hmm. an adult would need. Yeah. Well,
but then
the,
we push some out of their
need.
Comfort
yeah.
zone.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But I would say that one thing that I really love about this cast is their willingness to be trainable, to say, you know what, I am going to try that. I am going to challenge myself. I am going to look for that growth as an actor, as a singer, as a dancer. You know, and understanding, hey, what are we doing here on stage?
And whether they do this again, this helps them in life.
100%.
Even if they don't do this, I mean, they know, I did that, I can do this.
100%.
Any good performing arts program turns out students who are ready for really any
yeah.
walk of life. You know, I absolutely have students come to me who are in my drama class who say, you know what, I just did this presentation in English, and I spoke to the back of the room. I hit every letter of every word. You know, and so, you know, we're not... a conservatory. We're not trying to say you will do theater for the rest of your life, but you
yes,
might
we
do.
Are.
You will.
That's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
At least for the next five days.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You know, but they might be a great CEO. You know, speaking in a commanding way.
Right.
To
because
a group of people.
Mark.
Right. And Heidi Rimmel.
That
you know,
is
right.
President exactly. was taught by Mark.
So, you know, that's a little big. Okay. Whoa. but no, we're really excited about the show. And so there is talent, but some, like I said, I'm really excited about
it. You've sold me
on
it.
How excited the cast
just after
to just be there.
Just
thank you very much.
The two songs. And
yeah.
You want to do a third?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. We are now going to meet The innocent couple.
The sophomores.
So what's really fun about the show is we see a lot of different dynamics of love as well in the show. So we have a married couple, Nick and Bea, who are, you know, committed. We definitely see a more mature love. I think everyone who's married that will see the show go, I understand that relationship. But then we also have Nick's brother, Nigel, who is this wonderfully innocent man, very naive. And he runs into a woman who's just the same. But she is a Puritan. She's the daughter of the most conservative Puritan preacher in town.
Who is amazing.
Who is also phenomenal. Please look at my Instagram page for pictures of the production. And the JMHS Theater Instagram, right, Lily?
Yes. Look at the Instagram page and follow it and share the post.
Absolutely.
Please, right now.
And actually, Lily's mom, Lisa Hearn, took all these wonderful photos. She's a professional photographer. And she designed our poster, too. But we're gonna hear from Nigel and Portia now, as this is the second time that they meet on stage. But what's special here is Portia has been so taken that she actually sneaks out to go find Nigel. And Nigel, interestingly enough, even though Nick is the playwright, Nigel is the brains. Nigel's been the one actually doing all the writing. You know, Nick is.
I can see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nick one says, we got to write a play. And then he's like, Nigel, do that. And Nigel is incredibly skilled. He doesn't believe in himself, but he's knocking out brilliant work, which clearly must have been published because Portia finds him on the street, sneaks up on him, and quotes his work to him. And so we see these two innocent, wonderful, naive people just struck by each other. And they're not sure what to do with this love, but they try. And so let's hear from them. 43?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, no, you can't. Oh, good day, mistress.
Good days were those when lit with love, till dusk of death did herald the eternal night.
Hey, I wrote that.
Yes, I know. I accidentally took this after our first encounter. Your sonnet, it's perfection.
Really? You thought it was good?
It touched me in places I did not know could be touched. Forgive me, poetry is forbidden in my house, especially poems of earthly love. Oh, is there no pity sitting on the clouds that sees into the bottom of my grief?
Romeo and Juliet, Act 3, Scene 5.
You've seen it?
6 times, and you?
8. If my father knew, he would disown me.
My brother, too.
I adore Shakespeare.
Me, too. I've got a Comedy of Errors, first edition.
I have sonnet number 1. Sign!
Wow.
I know.
That's awesome.
I think you're his equal. If not, better.
No way.
Your sonnet has Shakespearean sophistication mixed with the complexity of Daniel Webster and the sensitivity of Samuel Daniel.
Wow, you really love poetry.
Oh, I do. I really do. I love Sidney and Marlowe, and often I borrow their words to express how I feel. I love poems of mystery, fantasy, history, oh, what seductive appeal. At night, alone in my bedroom, satisfying my need, the candlelight fire ignites my desire to read. Oh, every time I hear a perfect rhyme, I get all tingly. Because I know that to find a perfect rhyme is not an easy thingly. I love the places that words let me go. I love the way that your words move me so. No words have touched me the way that yours do. And I love you. You are really doing something to me, Mr. Poetry Man. Well, forgive me. I never get to discuss poems in this way.
It's okay. I never knew poetry could affect someone the same way it affects me.
Me neither.
It's the end all the be all the you ought to see all the books that I have on my shelf.
Me too.
Oh, there we go. And so we're going to stop it right there because we want to try and fit some other
You've
stuff
been
in.
Cut off.
Wonderful job.
She was just so passionate about it.
Good job.
She
yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. So,
again, it's just very catchy, and you guys are terrific.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And it's fun to watch the things no one else could see. The rest of everybody is singing along and just into it. And I mean, it's that kind of camaraderie.
Yes.
And.
Absolutely.
You all—they all like to be with each other.
You should see us in the wings.
like is it's a strong word.
It's a show.
Yeah, not this guy next to me.
You want to do one more, or do you want to do two more?
Two.
We,
why not do two?
Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll figure this all out. Something Rotten at James Monroe High School, Thursday through Saturday. You're going to want to see it in person. We've got the James Monroe High School Theater Department in this morning. Quick break. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
What a way to start on Monday. Mark Wright, you have set a bar here that is just not going to be... No one can achieve
high.
This. This is really great.
Well, like I said, I like to bring good theater to Fredericksburg, and I think we've really hit it with this cast and crew. It's going to be something we're going to talk about. We're really, really excited about this group and this show. And I really believe that the audience is going to walk out going, you know what? I just was a part of something.
You know? I feel and like, I mean, you guys are really talented. You really are. The songs that you have done show such a range, and it's not easy to...
It's
don't worry.
I know.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's great music. It's a hilarious, creative story. There's just enough absurdity in it that... And actually, that's my favorite kind of theater. Like, I love weird, a little weird theater. And this
yeah.
one, absolutely. I'm not going to tell you anything about what goes on in the second act. But there is some absolute what is happening kind of stuff, which I just love to put on stage so much.
There's a lot of moments where we all just need to pause on stage after some things being said.
Yes, absolutely.
For a laugh break. Let's yeah. laugh break.
That we hope.
We know.
We just had that talk the other day about, like, you know, you will find things funny. The audience might not, or they might find things funny you're not expecting there. So, do we want to do?
Go ahead.
Big last song.
Last song.
We have picked the title song of the show. It's very short here. What's happening? I'm gonna be a little cagey about why this song comes up. Because it's a big part of the second act. But like I said, Nick has looked into the future with a kind of short-sighted soothsayer who kind of gets some things wrong. Nick fully commits to writing a show that he is not sure of, thinking he's writing Shakespeare's next biggest hit, which he believes is not called Hamlet, but called Omelet. And this is the first song of that musical that Nick has written. And so we get a play within a play here at the end.
Omelet,
yes.
Okay.
And so, like I said, the Shakespeare scholars in the group, in the audience, are just going to be doing backflips.
Aghast.
I recognize that line. Yeah, exactly. Aghast. Actually, that's perfect. You know, they'll be like, what is happening to Shakespeare? So here we are. And I wanted to bring up Omelet because this is a... This is an egg reference, as we all saw on the poster as well. So, imagine, if you will, it's blackout. Nick is putting on the play he believes is going to be a hit. A downspot turns on, and Nick is holding up an egg, much like Hamlet held up a skull. And he says...
Alas, poor yolk, I know thee well. There's something rotten, there's something rotten.
You can smell it, you can tell it's something rotten. Now the kingdom is shot, and it's all gone to pot. Heaven help us, there is something rotten.
Frailty, thy name is Egg. How like thee I am, for I am what I am. And what I am doth be an illusion.
The end. We'll stop it right there before we tease anymore.
Just terrific. Just terrific. All I can say is James Monroe High School Theater Department, welcome back. This
Thank
has become a tradition
much.
For
Absolutely.
Us, and I'm glad that we could do that. Again, it's this weekend.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, March 30th, 31st, and April 1st at 7 p.m. in the James Monroe Auditorium.
And as you said, there's not a bad seat in the house.
There's really not. There's 1,011 seats in our auditorium, and they're all great.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't sell by seat number and row and things, because you can honestly come into our auditorium, sit down, and you can hear really well. You can see everything really well. And I know that being in our house is a great experience.
Mark Wright and Heidi Rubble, thank you both for coming. Thank you for putting all this
Absolutely.
Together.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And
thank
all
you.
Of you guys, You're you welcome. Are just fabulous.
Thank you
all.
I know we are.
Thank you for coming in and having a field trip here this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank
Glad
you
this
for
all worked
us
out.
On, Ted. Really
Again, it is Something Rotten, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at James Monroe High School. The James Monroe High School Theater Department, you will not want to miss it. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.